Hello, and this is 109 of Radio Clash, and this is the Sense of a Lack of Return edition. That's got a great ending there. That's New Rave On by the 12-inch mix by Celebrity Murder Party. And that is a very good mashup. It's very messy. It's very silly. It's Buddy Holly versus Dillinger and even the Flake music in there, which is what clinched it for me. Because when it's like, oh, yes, I like this. And then suddenly it comes in with the Flake music, chipmunked sort of classic rave style. I thought, yeah, we have to play that. That reminds me, because I... Years ago, and we're talking like when I used to do my Amiga days, and Kirk would back me up on this, I actually covered in stadium rave style Rave On by Buddy Holly. I never heard the song before at that time, and I did it from the music and just kind of just had beats and loads of crowd noises and me rapping badly at the top. And that won't be played on Radio Clash ever, because it's far too embarrassing. So I hope all you are well. This is... well, it was Sunday night. It's just going into Monday morning. And I had to actually do a podcast. So loads of music I wanted to play. I was going to do a live podcast, but I felt that this is going to be more of a personal podcast. I didn't really want to kind of field queries and stuff like that throughout this. It's kind of like stuff that I wanted to play, and it's about the weekend and how I'm feeling at the moment, hence the name, which is a sense of a lack of return, which is kind of just sums up. It's something I typed when I was talking to Scott, and kind of like I thought that's kind of just in one phrase sums up how I'm feeling at the moment. Various reasons, mostly to do with the gay scene and people's perceptions and all kinds of stuff going on at the moment, which I don't really want to get into the kind of major psychological things. So we'll start where the weekend began, which was very good, which is Gilbert and George. We went to see Gilbert and George and the Canaletto exhibition. Gilbert and George was very good. I've got sort of postcards and even a signed poster from them somewhere. So I'm a big fan of Gilbert and George, although I'm always a bit wary about whether they are gay and whether a couple or not. I'm never really totally sure about those two. And the 70s, late 70s work is good, and then they went crap in the 80s. I went a bit Keith Haring. And then more recently they've got good again. But a lot of the work doesn't seem to work outside the period that it was created in. So you've got like stuff about blood and sperm and bodily fluids and about the time of all the AIDS stuff, which I remember at the time being quite political, but doesn't really totally work so much now. But I love the humour. I love their humour a lot. They in contrast to someone like Andrew Serrano or Mapplethorpe, who got jumped on because guess what my essays during my art degree were about censorship and those people. I didn't cover Gilbert and George because they all kind of got away with it. They're already establishment, and also everyone expected that kind of shocking stuff from them. And because they did with humour, they managed to just slip it under the door, so to speak. But yeah, so that's pretty good. And then he went out to Dick Ducky. Well, saw the Queen film, which was very good on Saturday with Greg, and that was very good. And then we went out to Ducky, and I enjoyed myself dancing, but it got kind of weird later on. There's something about the gay scene which is always very. It's very good at reflecting back, not just how you feel about yourself, but also there's all this sort of stuff going on with cruising, and you know, are you attractive, and people looking at you, and even if you're trying to have a good time, it kind of at some point just sort of crashes in on you, and sort of spoils your night, really. And that's why I don't tend not to like to go to gay venues really very much, which sounds a bit odd really, since I should go to gay bear venues, but why don't, because it's sort of just the kind of thing I'm not fitting in, really. I'm sure everyone gets this thing of you are ostensibly, you know, externally you're a part of the scene, but when you're actually in this scene, which I've talked about this before, bootlegging versus the bear scene and gay scenes, you're kind of not, so you're kind of like weirdly on the periphery. And I've always felt like that about the bear scene. But it's, oh, I meant to play a song, actually. I'll play it now, especially for the bears at Ducky and various other places. And I better actually put it into the list. This is almost like a live one, huh? It's almost disorganized as the last one. You'll probably hear some of the kind of songs which continuance from that, as well as this song, because it's a Public Enemy song. Because the thing about the bear scene is that we actually placed all of these people on a pedestal. I remember certainly when I got involved, 96, 97, I know it's older than that. All these people that were, you know, men that were kind of fat and hairy and way, way, way out of what sort of commonly the sort of Grecian ideal of beauty and the gay ideal of beauty and what generally people call beautiful, which I have always found beautiful. The whole point of it was that, you know, to actually then sort of counteract that by saying, you know, actually, you know, there are set of people who find this type of man beautiful. But what happened is that there was a group of people who believed the hype. And you may guess which song I'm going to play next. they kind of bought into this whole myth and then went, oh, it's actually, I'm beautiful. Certainly there is this element of people who are up their own arses. I think Greg said it last night, there's a lot of bears here with brooms up their arses. I wasn't really going there to cruise, but it's kind of weird when you're trying to get just a reaction, yes or no, from someone, and they're just kind of blanking you as you don't exist. Well, the irony is that, you know, me and other people who, you know, chasers and cubs and people who like that kind of person have put these people on a pedestal, and we're victims of our own success, because now they believe it. They act like they're very sort of twinks and the very sort of people that circuit queens and all the people that were trying to counteract in the first place. And I'm not the first person to say this, and I won't be the first, last. It has become its own clone scene. So this is from the Enemy. Don't believe the hype for all those bears.
Don't. Here's what I want you all to do for me. Bang. Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the rope below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on.
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the Frank Guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
cause don't they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, don't tell me that you understand until you hear the man. The book of the new school rap game, writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. Some claim that I'm a smuggler, some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media, we don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy. Don't believe the hype.
It's a sequel. As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punks can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks. Some perpetrate, they drink Clorox. Attack the black because I know they lack exact. The cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool. Never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember there's a need to get alarm. Again I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to her, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some deny it, defy it, I swing bolos. Then they clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the whack. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo Chuck, they must be on the pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend it for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen, I gotta ask him.
Yo Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
My man said he wanted something real, 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 real. Yeah, something he could recognize, something he could feel, 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 feel. Baby girl said she was in the mood for something real, 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 real. Something that could make a move, something she could feel, 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 feel.
the rush. Blamed it on the times being rough. Doing dirt with the devil, chasing after the dust. Make a fuss if it's them, but we hush if it's us. That's why my mama said she wanted something real, 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 real. Something she could be proud of, something she could feel, 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 feel. She said they so used to not having nothing real, 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 real. That they don't know how to act, they don't know how to feel, 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 feel. Life ain't meant to come around twice. I gotta get it right. They said I got it honest, now I gotta give it light. But sleep on it, that's why God give you night. I mean, I had a dream that God gave me flight. Fly for my own good, so God gave me plight. If I wake up in the morning, now I gotta give him sight. Make him see, break him free. Ain't a genius, show you why, show you why. The game is not to give him nothing real, real, real. Nothing that they could use, nothing that they could feel, 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 feel. Give them a bunch of lies and teach them that it's real, 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 real. So that's all they know, that's all that they feel, 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 feel. Struggle, yeah, yeah, another sign that God love you. Cause on the low, being poor make you humble. Keep their names in my rhymes to try and keep out of trouble. Cause being poor also teach you how to hustle. All they want is some shoes or some rims for they bubble. Now that I got my own, I can hit them with a couple. Cuff my homies so they ain't got no reason to cuff you. That's my plan, if I can, on the man up a button. That's why I gotta give them something real, 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 real. Something they can recognize, something they can feel, feel, feel. To my homies on the block, I gotta give them something real, 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 real. Something that'll make them stop, something they can feel, 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 feel. Yo, FNF aren't real. We'll be right back.
you're a prime example of how they must not be. This is just a sample of what they've done to you and me. They don't want me anymore, 'cause I threw it on the floor. They used to call me sweet thing, but I'm nobody's plaything. Now that I'm different, they'd love to bust my head. They'd love to see me cop out. They'd love to see me dead. They owe us a living, course they do, course they do, owe us a living, course they do, course they do, owe us a living, course they do, do they owe us a living? Of course they fucking do. The living that is owed to me, I'm never going to get. They've buggered this old world up, up to their necks in debt. They give you a lobotomy for something you haven't done. They'll make you the epitome of everything that's wrong. They owe us a living, course they do, course they do, owe us a living, course they do, course they do, owe us a living, course they do, course they do, do they owe us a living? Of course they fucking do. Don't take any notice of what the public think. They're so hyped up on TV, they just don't want to think. They'll use you as a target for demands and for advice, when you don't want to hear it. They'll say you're full of vice. Do they owe us a living? Course they do, owe us a living. Course they do, owe us a living. Course they do, do they owe us a living? Of course they fucking do. Do they owe us a living? Course they do, owe us a living. Course they do, owe us a living. Course they do, do they owe us a living? Of course they fucking do.
This is life. a better way. And a vision came, and I knew it was Bob Crane. And Bob sang, life is shit, life is shit, the world is shit, the world is shit. This is life as I know it. This is life as I know it. And when my friend and I were done, we went to rest upon the sun. 'Cause life takes from us the things we love, and it robs us of the special ones, and it puts them high where we can't climb, and we only miss them all the time. And we sing,
life is shit, life is shit, the world is shit, the world is shit. This is life as I know it. 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 This is life as I know it.
I shot you, you did. You can't get up when you did. You gotta lay down. Man, you ain't playing right, man. I can't even play with you no more. When you did, you supposed to lay down, man.
Kiss with guns.
Whatever.
Now Lil Terry got a gun he got from the store. He bought it with the money he got from his chores. He robbed a candy shop, told her lay down on the floor. Put the cookies in the bag, take the pennies out the drawer. Look, Khalil got a gun he got from the rebels to kill the infidels and American devils. A bomb on his waist, a mask on his face. Prays 5 times a day and listens to heavy metal. Little Alex got a gun he took from his dad and he snuck into school in his black book bag. His black nail polish, black boots and black hat. He gon' blow away the bully that just pushed his ass. Lil Joker got a gun he bought on the street to go and killing niggas that beat him up last week. 'Cause he don't let go of none of his past beats. Bullets flying out the window, shells landing on the seats. Lil Sarah got a gun from her Uncle Sam. She got armor, pissing rounds, and a gun don't jam. She got laser, got a rocket, she killing to go to college. She thought it was an insurgent, it was some old man. Now, you can get guns on the internet, AKs, Glock 9s, and a text. So when you see a shorty, don't disrespect. Watch Better Tomorrow and play Grand Theft Auto. Here, bang!
Wait a minute.
Tribute to James by DJ Moore. Very, very good. Recent sort of homage to James Brown, of course, died on Boxing Day. I did kind of meant to put in a sort of a homage track before that, and I actually put it into the Disturbed Listening Hour with the James Brown Plunderphonic track, but that's another one as well. So I thought I'd do two for good measure, and that's well worth the play as well. A bit of Beck, I think, into there, as well as various James Brown tracks. And before that is because they didn't fill in the ID3 tags. I don't know who they are. I have a suspicion that this track called 12 Toxygen, which is a Sol Vercoul versus Orbs Toxygen, is actually by El Batu and Liam B. I think, is it Liam B or Liam G? I think it's by them, but I'm not totally sure. So, hey, fill in your ID3 tags or die. And then before that, from Lupe the Gorilla, which is Lupe Fiasco versus the Gorillas, sort of a mixtape he did. That's Heat Under the Bass, Under the Baby Seat. And that's sort of the reason why I'm playing that is at the moment there's so much gun crime happening amongst teenagers, young black teenagers, which is unusual in London and also the UK generally. And you've got basically people coming into 15-year-old bedrooms, bedroom of 15-year-olds, and blowing them away, which is like, that's America, yeah, maybe. South Africa, maybe, yeah, definitely. London doesn't usually happen, and that's quite surprising. It's kind of a bit freaky at the moment with the gun crimes happening, because there's a lot of... But I do also think that it's a bit weird, because it's... I'm sure there's a lot more crime that happens. Certainly was in Harleston. There's a lot of black-on-black crime with the Yardies and the drug dealers up in Harlesden, and it was not reported in the main news. It was like in the local news, it was like every week there was a shooting, but they didn't report it in the main news. So there is a kind of a propaganda thing. It's like, oh, you know, if it, you have to be young. I was talking about this with John on Friday. You have to be young, or you has to be a child involved, or something really unusual, you know, over a certain age, they don't really give a shit, really, and it's quite surprising. I was down in Brixton, going to the Who Boys gig, when there was actually that shooting in McDonald's. It's like, okay, you know, it's getting a bit scary. And then before that was Dead Milkmen, Life is Shit. Not something I totally subscribe to, but I love the track, and I was listening to it. I was on the way to the Canaletto at Dulwich Gallery. Then before that, Soft Pink True, Covering Crass. That's Don't Do They Owe Us a Living. I'm terrible. Do They Owe Us a Living? They surely do. And I love that. It sounds like, is that Vicky from People Like Us on vocals? It sounds very much like her. I wouldn't put it past her. Very good cover. And then Biss covering New Order with their cover of Hurt. You'll hear more New Order covers in a second. And then before that, Lupe Fiasco again, because I'm getting very much into Lupe Fiasco. When I DJ down in Bristol on March 10th, I will probably play some Lupe Fiasco. Unless Pete Juxtaposer gets there first. And that's Real. Again, talking about hip-hop and how people should be real about who they are and present a kind of a real image of themselves, which, you know, of course, keys into what I was saying earlier. And then Don't Believe the Hype, which is by Public Enemy, of course, classic from It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, I think that's what it's called. And I have to thank Angus for lending me that. So now we're going to play a track. This is Bizarre Love Triangle by Divine and Staten. It's sort of an acoustic cover of Bizarre Love Triangle, and it is mighty fine.
Every time I think of you, I feel a shot right through with a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find, living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me, wisdom of the fool won't set you free, but that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows, where every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final feel finer, I feel good, I feel like I never should. Whenever I get this way, I just don't know what to say. Why can't we be ourselves like we were yesterday? I'm not sure what this could mean, I don't think you're sure what you seem. I do admit to myself that if I hurt someone else, then I'll never see just what we're meant to be. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment you'll say the words that I can't say. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees.
Beauty, only love that lies.
that's all the airplanes that kiss the air in vain fantasy. Only love that night, the lady in the dark. Didn't
I see. He's dancing his way back to me. He's dancing his way back to me. Thank you.
Penguin Cafe Orchestra with numbers 1 to 4. Brilliant Penguin Cafe Orchestra. I actually have that on vinyl from the 1981 release. Well worth getting. Apparently, well, they've got like re-releases on CD now, so I might actually get those. Then before that was Philip Glass Facades, or Visited Facades, which was one of the tracks not used for the, I think it was Carney Quatsi or Power Quatsi. I think it was Carney Quatsi. Then before that was Giorgio Moroder Tears, because kind of they remind me of each other. Then before that, Chanson by Soundhawk. That's a bootleg from 2003-2004. He's after years and years and years of everyone saying to Ben, you must re-release your back catalogue, you must re-release your back catalogue. He eventually has. You can get it on the website, which I think is it soundhog.org.uk? Something like that. And, soundhog.co.uk. And you can download Historia de la Musica Rock, which is his 2003-2004 collection. Really good classic ones, and including Black Freak, which I played a long, long time ago on this show, and quite a few others. And a few more you probably will hear. I'm tempted to actually do a special artist thing, profile on Soundhawk and French Bloke and a few other people in the future. But there certainly is a Beatles mix. So I'll drop in a few of the, or two Beatles mixes. So I'll drop in some of Soundhawk's last bootlegs in demos, definitely. Then before that was Raincoats, Only Loved at Night. I would love how that sounds like they're kind of just basically messing around with the music box. A very spooky song, though. Seemingly about prostitution, I'm not totally sure. And before that was Divine and Stan, Bizarre Love Triangle cover. So, I hope you enjoyed Radio Clash. It's been like a very downbeat version, it's sort of been a sort of very Sunday version. So, you can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. And there's various other ways of contacting me on the website. So I'm going to play out with two tracks, hopefully. First one is Magnetic Fields, No One Ever Love You. I know this podcast has been sound like a bit of a pity party thing. It's not really meant to be like that, but certainly some of the tracks are inspired by. It's a bit like music. You know, like you get music inspired by and you get the actual soundtrack. It's kind of a mixture of the two. I'm going to end with Bonnie Prince Billy, just to cheer you up, but it's a beautiful track called The Kiss. So I'll speak to you soon.
Love rising from the mist, promise me this and only this, holy breath touching me like a wind song, sweet communion of a kiss. Sun sifting through the gray, enter in, reach me with a ray, silently swooping down, just to show me how to give my heart away. And once a crystal choir appeared while I was sleeping and called my name. And when they came down nearer, saying dying is done, then a new song was sung until somewhere we breathe as one. Stars bursting in the sky, hear the sad Nova's dying cry. Shimmering memory, come and hold me while you show me how to fly. Sun sifting through the gray, enter in, reach me with a ray, silently swooping down, just to show me how to give my heart away. And lately sparkling hosts come fill my dreams, descending on fiery beams. I've seen them come clear down where our poor bodies lay. Soothe us gently and say, go to wipe all your tears away. Love rising from the mists, promise me this and only this, holy breath touching me like a wind's song, sweet communion.